Happy Monday, KMA Land, and welcome to the Double X Factor. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and I do this gig with...
It's me, Spencer Williams, and I cannot help but laugh a little here as we get on the air, Sandy, because our topic today is connecting through complaining, right? And if you could have just heard the conversation, Sandy's one of my very, very best friends, and I think I just complained to her for 10 straight minutes. So now I'm ready to learn.
Well, this is why this is the topic,
right?
Because we have a little problem with this, maybe. No, you know, it's human nature. We all do this to some degree. And it's not that it's bad or that you should never do it. It's when we are doing it unconsciously and it becomes our whole skill set for connecting with someone.
Absolutely. And I do feel... we work really, really hard to not do it. And then as soon as a dear friend like you says, what's going on with you? Then we just puke it,
you know,
which can also be a problem.
Well, but, you know, I think when you have people that you feel really safe with, it makes it a little more possible for that to happen sometimes.
Right.
And again, it's not that it's bad. It's not that it's wrong. It's just when we're not conscious and it goes completely, you know, hog wild. And we just, it's the only way we know how to connect. You know, Brené Brown, it has said very succinctly that we, all of us humans, are wired for connection. And we need it and want it so badly that we try to hotwire it. We try to find a way to make that connection in ways that are not super healthy sometimes.
Exactly. And it makes me think a lot about if you think back to like a high school situation where you form this click, and we do it a little bit now, even though we're evolved past high school, but we may decide at work we don't like something, so we get together and complain, or anywhere, and it does create that connection, but we don't know if that's the right connection that we want for ourselves.
You know, that actually has a name. It's called common enemy intimacy.
Oh, we've all been there.
And it could be we're all against something or some person. And it can be a way that we actually come together. But if that is the only thing your relationship is based on, is the dislike of something or someone, that's not a true relationship.
Right. And it's very untrustworthy, too. I think a lot when we talk about gossip, you know, if you're constantly gossiping with a certain group of people, what happens when you walk away? Mm. And don't you feel it could be the same thing? Couldn't they complain about you, right, as you walk away as well?
Sure.
So, like we said, something we definitely all do, but we're hoping we want to be better than we are right now. We want to be more than that.
That's
so
right.
We're trying
that's
to
right.
improve ourselves.
We're always trying to grow and evolve a little bit. And hopefully that's what everybody that listens to the Double X Factor is trying to do. We're always trying to just move that 1% needle down the road a little bit, that we have made some growth in some way. So
right. So I am literally a little better off than I was 3 minutes ago when I was complaining.
Me too.
All right. It's going to be a great week. Thanks so much, Sandy.